Recording in progress.
Sure. Paris, it was better than last week. Just maybe walk us through the game as a whole, as you saw it.
Yeah. I thought we were better coming off the start, at least. We kind of had an idea of what we wanted to do and how we wanted to break them down. A few mishaps in the first half led to a goal, but going into the second half, I felt like we had decent control going into the last bit of the game, and you know, we had our chances, and we needed to put them away. You know, one little piece of magic to put on the back of the net, and then maybe it'd be 1-1. But yeah, I thought it was better, definitely better than last week's performance.
There's a lot of changes in the lineup today. You come into center back as well. Just, yeah. Did you feel like maybe shaking things up a bit did help?
Yeah, I could have. Maybe added a little bit more energy. You know, Caden also coming in on the left. Jeremy playing as the 10. Yeah, switching things up definitely changed things a little bit. But, you know, overall, I think the guys who started gave a decent performance. So, yeah.
Tom.
Paris, yeah, you were at center back instead of fullback today, so maybe you couldn't kind of get too far up the pitch. But if you could, is there anything maybe you would have done differently? You were on a few of the set pieces, so you had that chance, but anything you would have changed about the game, just the way it was played by you guys?
I think for me personally, if you're asking about me, maybe the first half, you know, stepping in a little more, trying to commit some guys and then play centrally or play wide to Johnny. We really wanted to get Johnny on the ball and get some more crosses in from his side. First half, we weren't really getting it to him, but second half, the ball was finally switching side to side, and we were creating spaces to get crosses in, and yeah.
It was a bit unfortunate for you on set pieces, but you did get the most of them. What was kind of, were there any moment where maybe you think we're not getting anything with that piece so far? Like, should I go over ball?
Yeah. Mauro, at the last couple free kicks, Mauro just told me to put him in the box and try and get Johnny or Rog or somebody over top of Sham just to get ahead on it. And, you know, I thought they were okay balls. But we just have to, you know, the amount of set pieces and the amount of corners and we get in the game, we need to capitalize on them a little better.
Thank you.
Any other questions in the room? Robin?
Well, today, this was like the best team in the league. In fact, on the plane home, they might find out that they did clinch, but the fact that you played them so close and almost scored at the end there, is that an encouragement that next week is the must-win game that you feel like, well, that's certainly better than we played last week. I think we could take these guys Ottawa next week.
Yeah, I think we just got to carry momentum throughout the week in training and keep that competitive edge for us going all the way through the week into Ottawa. And if we come up with the same attitude, the same energy, and the same mentality, I think we can pick up a win.
And to bring some of the players that were like suspended from like the last game or two games ago to come back to have more of a variety to choose from, is that going to be helpful?
Yeah, it will be helpful. I know it'll be tough on the coaches to make decisions. Obviously, guys who are in the lineup, guys who are out of the lineup, you know, some guys get unhappy, but it gets it keeps training competitive, and that's what we need. So everybody competitive throughout the week in training. And it'll keep everybody on edge for the weekend game.
Yeah, thank you.
Nash, you were speaking just in the last few days about this week in training. Maybe there's some other things being asked of you guys this week after those kind of back-to-back defeats. So what was the atmosphere like this week, and what were the things that were being done differently? And did you see a little bit of that reaction today?
Yeah, I think it was just the mentality we needed to bring into training. Obviously, at the beginning of the week, guys, you know, all of us had heads down. We just got pumped at home, and you know, it takes like a day or two to get back into the swing of things. But once everybody starts communicating, talking to each other, and working for each other as hard as they can, day in, day out, I think it showed today when we got on the field that, you know, we don't want to let this opportunity pass us by. So.
Two left now.
Yeah, two left.
Ottawa here.
Yeah.
Next, I guess it's very York United for things to go right to the wire. As a player, as an athlete, being competitive and being aggressive and being involved in a professional sport at that level, that's really the games you want to be involved in, right? The ones that that always mean something.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we want to be put under that stress. And I think lots of guys in our team, in those moments, some guys even play better. for me personally, big games. I love playing big games because there's a lot on the line, and it just it's just extra motivation for all of us to come out and win at home against Ottawa. So yeah.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paris.
All right.
Thanks, guys.